Friday on the Steve Gerber Show. Today marks the 77th anniversary of the 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. A day that will live in infamy, said FDR. He was right about that. It was also the day that propelled George H.W. Bush to enlist on his 18th birthday and go on to become a fighter pilot in the United States Navy at the age of 20. At the age of 20, think about that. Joining me, Dr. Thomas Connor, professor of history at Hillsdale College. Doctor, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. Obviously, Pearl Harbor is something that we've all heard about since we were born when we were young. But it's interesting this week to tie it all together with George H.W. Bush talking about the fact that when he learned about that, he decided he would join the military, and he did so on his 18th birthday, went off to fly fighter planes at the age of 20. In a day and age when kids are living in mom's basement at 26, it's quite a comparison, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what the late president did and what millions of others did in response to Pearl Harbor is one of the things that gave that generation their particularly memorable character.
Yeah, and also a few weeks ago, the last survivor of Pearl Harbor passed away, Ray Chavez. So we've lost two great Americans from the greatest generation in quick succession. And still one of the most memorable moments of the last few days is Bob Dole, age 95, also a World War II veteran, willing himself, although, you know, he needed help, but willing himself to stand, to struggle, to get out of his wheelchair so he could salute the casket of George H.W. Bush. I think one of the most touching moments of the past few days. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that there was a nobility about that generation also. Steve, Dole and Bush were in 1988 pretty bitter enemies, even though they were in the same party. But for having had that shared experience, for having been comrades in arms, if you will, even though Dole was in the Army and Bush was in the Navy, they had very different war experiences. But that was it was the biggest event of their lives, I think, and remained so right to the end, their service in World War II. And that's what Mr. Dole was honoring, and it really was. It was an incredibly moving moment to see that.
So as you look back, Professor, and you look at the greatest generation, and you look at a whole generation of people willing to show up to enlist or wait till their 18th birthday to enlist, to go off to war, to fight for America, to fight for something bigger than themselves, and then to come back, those that survived, to serve America the way Dole did or Bush did, or to have those memories. Frankly, what the hell's happened to us? I mean, honestly, where has America gone?
Well, that's the $64 question. I think I would like to think that if a moment like that ever developed again, you know, there was quite a spike in volunteer enlistments into the military in the immediate aftermath, even for several years after the 9/11 attacks, which were very similar to the Pearl Harbor attack in a lot of ways. But I think we're that generation's instinctive response to that moment in Hawaii back in December 41 was to just drop everything they were doing and show that willingness to sacrifice. The country was bigger than they were, and it needed rescuing. So they rose to the occasion. This current generation hasn't been tested in that way, and I'd love to think that it never will be tested, but we won't know, really, will we?
No, I'd like to hope that it's not. Yeah, I'd like to hope that it's not tested, because I'm not sure it'll pass, because you have a whole bunch of the people and that are young people that their whole mindset is hate America first. America's this, America. These are people that have never traveled anywhere, of course. They live in their coddled world and their fancy universities and, you know, and their privileged lives. Telling us all how things could be better and how America is bigoted and racist and it's not a fair place. And if that were true, obviously, we wouldn't take in more than 1 million people a year legally, more than all the other countries in the world combined, because people vote with their feet. But young people have been, I don't know, their minds have been polluted with garbage, I believe, about this whole how America's unfair. Do you think that's true and accurate?
Well, I fear it's true. It's very worrisome to think that it is true. in fact. And, you know, back in 1941, I mean, there was arguably a lot wrong with the country, too. I mean, the Depression was still in effect. A lot of people were hurting, but that didn't stop the guys who responded to the call. And, yeah, I don't know. I do worry. I teach at the college level, and I know what I'm teaching my students. I can't know for sure what kids are learning elsewhere in school, but I do fear that that the youngsters are being taught that you know, they're being taught more about what the country's done wrong than what it's done right.
And why is that? Why do people find it? I mean, this is a hateful bunch in academia, I believe. Well, look what's wrong here, and we've got a pimple there, and we've got, you know what? You're right, Professor, and you're right, Dr. Connor, to look at what is right about America, like rising up after Pearl Harbor, to go into Europe and defend the South Pacific. And when it was all over, to do the Marshall Plan, to open our checkbook and our wallets and say, all right, we'll rebuild all of this. And you know what we got in return for that? Nothing that I'm aware of. Some grief. You know, we've gotten the chance to pay for NATO for the past many years and the chance to pay for the United Nations for the past many years. I just don't think that we've been treated fairly in retrospect, and I think that it's a disservice across the board for these students to be taught these things.
Yeah, I can only agree with you, Steve. I have had a chance to travel, though, quite a bit in Europe in past years and be present for ceremonial occasions from the European War, like the D-Day anniversaries and Memorial Days, when sure. There are ceremonies at all the American war cemeteries overseas to commemorate the losses. And one of the things I've seen is, particularly among the older generations, they do come out and show their gratitude to the Americans for the sacrifices we've made, not just in World War II, but also World War I. We just got done commemorating that centennial. But you're right, I do worry about the current generation, and I do worry that they haven't had instilled in them the love of country and the high regard for the amazing things, really, that the United States did in the second half of the 20th century and is still doing to help defend freedom and help provide people at least with some modicum of the opportunities that we have here.
Well, exactly, some modicum. I mean, you've traveled, and you look what's going on. And, yeah, America's is still, according to the people that don't live here, the one place they want to be. Otherwise, we wouldn't have caravans and arguments and a million people coming here legally from all over the world. Professor, I greatly appreciate your time today and your input and your perspective.
Pleasure to talk with you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Dr. Thomas Connor, professor of history at Hillsdale College. Here in Michigan, of course. Can you imagine? Some of those kids lied about their age so they could go fight the Nazis and go fight the Japanese. They lied about their age. I'm 18. I can do this. You know, they knew what was great about America. They did. It's a free-for-all Friday on the Steve Gruber Show. Straight ahead today, Byron Henry will be here. We're going to talk about the pardon power of the president. It's under attack. We'll explain why in a moment.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store it to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel. Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Not quite sure what to give that special loved one for the holidays? Give the gift of safety this year. Not Just Guns and Mason will work with you to tailor the right firearm for you. We won't talk down to you. We know you're serious about your personal safety at home or out and about, and so are we. Not Just Guns carries a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. Come in and get one-on-one training or sign up for a CPL class. More and more people are choosing Not Just Guns for all their safety and home defense needs. Let's face it, the world is not getting any safer. This is a perfect time of year to see what owning a firearm is all about. Or it might be time for an upgrade. All the latest firearms and accessories are at Not Just Guns, with a big selection of AR, AR accessories, and suppressors. Not Just Guns has gift cards, too. Check out our weekly online auction every Wednesday at notjustguns.com, located at 411 North Cedar Road in Mason, your one-stop shop for your personal protection needs. Happy holidays from your friends at Not